financial or personal advisor.
Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Oh, my gosh. If you're up, I'm very impressed. And if you're not up, well, you forgot to set your clock forward. In any case, it was International Women's Week. That was on Friday, actually. That day was Friday. And I thought today Irene and I would discuss women's issues, and specifically women's issues that are directly pertinent to them. Now, that doesn't mean you can't call and ask questions at any time that you like about any subject. We'll entertain those. But if it's you're a woman, you want to get some answers, we'll try to give you the best of all worlds, where we marry not only conventional treatment, but we marry integrative treatments, meaning natural things as well. And we're going to try to give you some great answers today. Well, not only what is women's problems, but how do you prevent them? The number here is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. Good morning, Irina. Thank you for getting up so early with me, right?
Not that I had a choice.
But I did make you coffee, and that's like the best thing in the world.
Thank you.
Nice French organic coffee. So at least I got you awake and the caffeine should be working by now. Let's go right into it. The concept of women's issues, what are some of the issues that are just directly related to the woman, more so or just in general, that don't affect men? Since it was a national International Women's Day, let's go for that. What would you say?
Well, the issues that are unique to women is anything that has to do with menstrual irregularities, urinary tract health, pregnancy issues, infertility, menopausal issues.
Wow. Well, you know us men, we do have our andropause.
And you have the man flu too.
We have man flu, and we do have andropause. I don't want to put down our little thing what we go through, but I for certain that men, women do have those issues as well. And of course, anything that's related to gynecologic health, whether it be breast health, vaginal health, ovary, obviously these are unique to the female. Men can get breast cancer, but obviously men cannot get ovarian cancer. They don't have ovaries. But breast cancer is actually increasing the numbers. Although it was extremely rare, it is increasing in the male population as well. And these are real issues. I mean, you as a woman, do you, and I never, we've never had this conversation. I guess it's our first time to have it.
On the radio?
On the radio.
No, I don't know. What are you going to ask?
Well, I'm going to ask, I mean, you know, I don't know about other women. I can only ask, I know about my patients, but I mean, is this something, these kind of issues in the mind, you believe, of the young woman like yourself, is it something they think about? Is it something they worry about?
Well, definitely, you know, breast cancer is number one killer among women with regard to cancer. So we worry about it all the time. And many of us have family members that have been affected by it. So it's scary.
So so are these things that you're, when you, now we'll talk about when you're as a doctor, and we'll come back to this after our first break. When you meet a patient, and you're a nurse practitioner, of course, and they're worried about these issues, I assume that you set some sort of plan out for them to be able to check themselves and also to be checking somehow medically. And I think we should go to that when we get back. Does that sound
good?
Sounds good. Yeah, I think it's an important concept. Talking about International Women's Day, I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina. Lots of great information to help you to stay healthy and regain optimal health. Our number is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Give us a call if you're listening either on CRN One Talk Radio or AM 1170 The Answer or even 96.1 FM. We're here for you for the next hour. And of course, we're going to talk how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. We'll be right back right after these messages. Yes, I'm Dr. Mitch.
Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us. integrativemedconsult.us. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
If you're looking for a great second opinion, this is the show to be at. I'm Dr. Mitch, Irina, a nurse practitioner, and myself. We'll give you information on how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. That's our motto. And if you're up, give us a call at this number at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. Our topic for discussion today, although, again, questions could be about whatever you like, our topic for discussion today is, of course, women's health issues. And, of course, they all lie pretty much with the gynecological breast issues. And then there are anything around that, infertility, you know, going through menopause, pregnancy, etc. And they're major issues, and these have to be addressed carefully. And you can rely specifically on the doctor to help find these things, or you could do what you should be doing is relying on your health. And one of the things that you need to become aware of are some of the signs and symptoms. And often, unfortunately, they're very rare. But I like to talk about some of them in these different areas. And Irina, I think you can help us because, you know, the women at home listening to the show or that will listen to it later as a podcast are going to want to know really, you know, how in the world do we find these type of symptoms? And then we've got to most important thing to do for them is to tell them how they can prevent this, because from a typical gynecological Western medical model, it's always find it from some sort of test. What we want to do is say, okay, we need to do some things that are preventable, trying to get this and stop these diseases from occurring to begin with. So let's talk about, you know, something that's easy, urinary tract infection, which happens in men too, but pretty much every female in their lifetime will have at least one, if not many, urinary tract infections. The reason, of course, is the urethra, the area where the urine comes out in a female, is much shorter than in a man. And so the bacteria can set up housekeeping. So let's just start with the simple one. Symptoms of a urinary tract infection that we don't want to let go, because people can get what's called an ascending infection. And if you let a urinary tract infection go, and yes, your bladder gets irritated, but from the bladder, the ureters, which communicate between the kidneys and the bladder, can become infested with this bacteria and cause a severe kidney infection. And then you'll know it, because then you'll have 104 fever and severe shaking, chills, back pain, etc. What comes way before that in a urinary tract infection that women pretty much, you know, we're starting with the easy one, almost every woman knows, but let's give them some hints.
Well, burning with urination, any pain, any sense of pressure or sense of that you cannot complete your bladder completely.
Urgency,
going too often.
Yeah, and if you notice the urine's very cloudy, they would be things that you would want to have checked. And it's easy because
or odor.
Yeah, a bad odor that you didn't have. They can just easily go to someone like you and get a check with.
Yeah, very simple test in office, just urine dipstick that can tell us if there is any bacteria and how much there is, and that's typically then sent to the lab that will culture it and tells us what antibiotic is the best for that specific microorganism.
And we'll talk about some prevention in a little while, meaning what are the things that we could do to try to prevent them, which is an important issue. Should we do that now, or should we do that, go back to the different disease? Which way do you like to do?
I think we can talk about it now, what to do to prevent it, and also natural ways of treating it, because many women have this urinary tract infections pretty regularly, so they can get on a regimen to, with the first symptom, they can start doing some natural things to treat it.
Okay, so we'll go disease and potential. You've already talked about the conventional cure, which is basically go find out what it is, culture and sensitivity it, and take the proper antibiotic. We also know that antibiotics too often also reduce the immune system's response to diseases. We've shown that, let alone the fact that these organisms will become resistant because they teach their progeny that what these antibiotics are. So tell us some things that we can do, general measures and some natural things that we can do for, or tell our patients, female patients, so they don't get urinary tract infections. What are some of those things?
Well, drink water, not soda or sweet drinks, because bacteria loves sugar.
Okay.
And yeast loves sugar. So you don't want to do that. Drink a lot of water. And there are certain supplements like cranberry, which a lot of women know to take cranberry tablets or drink cranberry juice, non-sweetened cranberry juice.
I use that together typically with the olive leaf extract.
Olive leaf extract.
Do you like that combo?
It works great. D-mannose works great as well. And that's something that you should keep in the house.
What she's saying is D-mannose, M-A-N-N-O-S-E. It's a sugar, not one that will provoke insulin or anything, but it stops the adherence or the stickiness of the E. coli, which is a very, very common bacteria that women get, and it stops that bacteria from sticking to the inside of the bladder. So that's good. Anything else we can do?
And the hygiene, you know, wiping from the front to back.
To the rear, yeah. I think women forget the anatomy of the female anatomy is so close. There are three openings that are very close to each other. The urethra, which is where the bladder comes from, then the vagina, and then, of course, the anus. And the thing that's important, the urethra we want really to be sterile, really not have any bacteria in. The vagina has its set of bacteria that does not belong in either the urethra or the anus. And similarly, with the anus, the bacteria does not belong in the vagina and in the urethra. Now, we're seeing a lot more urinary tract infection. It's my contention, and you can tell me as a female expert, I get the impression this is happening for many reasons. There's the anatomy, the way the female's built. But I also see it as, you know, because now the sexual preferences of people have expanded. Like, for example, kids feel that maybe you can't get pregnant with intercourse, but, you know, other things like anal intercourse or lots of oral sex, it would not be a problem. Of course, there are problems associated with that. We could talk about some other time. But that mixes those three areas very quickly, meaning that the bacteria of one will end up in the other, hence the UTIs will get worse. Am I on the right track with this? Is it making sense to you?
No, you are right. But also don't forget that when a female goes through perimenopause or menopause, the anatomy changes and it's easier to contract the infection there because the estrogen levels are lower, and that causes thinning of the vaginal mucosa.
Right, so they get like a dryness.
Dryness.
And that dryness lends itself to either using a lubricant that can cause a problem, or just the dryness itself allows the bacteria to set home a little bit easier in that area as well. So the old story, you know, the triple void before, you know, sex, void after sex, you know, void while later after that. Is that help? Is that really a helpful thing to do? Or
I'm not sure if it's going to prevent 100%, but it helps.
What about, of course, the caution and be careful. What about taking very large doses of vitamin C, perhaps? And this is something I've taught, you know, before sex and then after, to acidify the urine with, you know, to make it more acidy. Do you think there's any chance that would help at all?
Yes, there is a chance that it would help. Remember that certain bacteria like environments.
And you got to be careful which environment. White from front to rear, white cotton underwear only. Make sure you don't sit in a wet bathing suit and listen to exactly what Irina just told you, and you may cut down on the urinary tract infections. When we come back, we'll talk about some vaginal infections that are common as well. If you have a question, just pick up the phone. This is the time to do it. We'll help you with 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. Whether you're listening on CR1 Talk Radio or AM 1170 The Answer or 96.1, we're here for you. And we have no judgment. We're here to help you. Please give us a call. Irina and Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's word of the green time. Now, we might not know how many quarts make a gallon, but that's not the case when it comes to pints. Ah, here's to you, and here's to me. May we never disagree, and if we do, the heck with you, and here's to me. There's no better place to celebrate St. Patty's than at Columbo's. After all, it was Aldo Colombo who discovered Ireland years ago on his way to Eagle Rock. Jazz every night, great Italian specialties, the world's greatest meatballs that'll have you singing Turandura, Nura, the freshest fish, and yummy steaks. Great service and also affordable. Happy St. Patty's at Good Times Central, Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Faith and Bigora.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Welcome back, Dr. Mitch here and Irene. We're talking about International Women's Day, which was this last Friday, but more importantly about specific problems for women. And we're up to, Irene, the concept of vaginal problems, which pretty much occur in, I would say, almost every woman sometime during their life. Hopefully always on the lesser, easier side. If you have any question you're listening to the show, please give us a call. Feel free about anything. Men, you too can give that call if you're concerned. There's no judgment. I'm just going to help you with the answer, and I'm always going to be bent towards the natural perspective. Being the guy that wrote books on natural medicine, obviously, I'm going to try to help you to help yourself. 855-DR-MITCH is the phone number. 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. And give us a call. We're here for you. So women also, a problem that's specific to them are obviously are vaginal issues. Let's again start with a lesser of the problems, although some of them can be of issue. Let's talk about how would a woman know she has some sort of vaginal issue that should take her to a doctor as opposed to ignoring it. You know, what would be some of the symptoms, signs that a woman could experience? Now, we know, obviously, if she got bleeding and she was postmenopausal. Women, if you're listening to this, if you have a bleed that's postmenopausal, meaning that you've passed your menstrual cycle and suddenly you have bleeding per vagina, you need to see the doctor immediately. It's usually nothing. It could be just hyperplasia, enlargement of the uterus itself. It could be the hormones you started. I mean, something simple, but it's not something to simply close your eyes on. You get the difference, I think. So talk about some of the signs and symptoms of the, you know, the typical vaginal problems that women can run into, please.
Well, they need to pay attention to their body. So anything that's abnormal for them, they need to investigate, I guess, the cause is the easiest way. Any rashes, any discharge that's not typical for them, anything that is painful and they cannot identify it, because many times it can be just a simple infection, like a yeast infection, that can be treatable at home if you know the symptoms after, women have them frequently, they know the symptoms, they know what to get at the drugstore, and they don't have to see a gynecologist. But anything else that can mean they have a sexually transmitted disease, they have to see the doctor.
So even signs like itching, burning, signs of this nature, a discharge that they probably didn't have before. It's normal for a woman to have a vaginal discharge, but if it becomes very odoriferous, much different than their normal odor, if it becomes a different type or consistency of discharge, and of course, if there's anything associated like with it burning or so forth, I assume even painful intercourse, which we call dyspareunia, which if they didn't have originally, this needs to be investigated right away also. Is that correct?
That's correct. And you want to continue your yearly checkups and your pap smears, all that you were talking about, conventional medicine, but this is in addition to.
So let's talk about they get a pap smear and they start to note that there are some changes in the cells, which we call either metaplasia, the cells are changing, or they're dysplastic, meaning they are one step before coming a cancer, and the panic button begins to hit, because of course this is a panic button situation, and they come back and say, oh yes, there's HPV either 16 or 18, and then the panic begins, and and then they say, oh, I should have gotten the vaccine, which by the way is a whole topic by itself, whether or not, and we're not getting into the anti-vax thing again, but HPV is proven to be pretty much on the not so helpful, more almost worthless side, but that's my opinion, and we'll talk about that later, and that's opinion of others who have really looked into it scientifically. But if someone got HPV, and I've seen this many times in the practice, is the panic button to begin? I mean, should they, is it immediately they have to have surgery or something of that nature? Is there anything else that you think they should do?
They don't have to have surgery right away, but they need to do something. They should not just let it go. And there is a product that we've used many times successfully.
But don't tell them.
I'm not going to tell them what
it is. They
have
to come back from the break. When we come back from the break, we'll tell you how to successfully, and I've done this so many times, to get rid of HPV vaginally. And I've done this in folks who have had almost cancer right in the site of the cervix in young women, and completely get it disappeared to the point where the doctor is on the other side. The gynecologists have gone, wow, how have you done that? I'm going to give you that secret today. And I think, Irina, we deserve to give our folks that secret. I think it's terrific. Give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. We could discuss any issues you like, but today we're basically focusing on women's problems. CRN1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer with 96.1. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back after these messages.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video. right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at crntalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Oh, I love the music in the background. It just makes me get going in this early morning. And for those of you listening in the San Diego area, well, God bless you to be up this early. And certainly our board operator who has to get up like lots earlier to get ready for the show. And that's Mike. I'm Dr. Mitch here. And if you have any question, and again, you can easily call 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITC. CH or 855-376-4824. We'll, you know, pod you up. We'll talk to you on the air. If you're a little shy, you can have a, you have a couple other options. You can text during the show to 561-789-1588. The text number is 561-789-1588. Or you could always leave a email at imconsult.us, imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. Basically, you don't have any reason why you can't get your questions answered. And I'll give you a perfect example. Apparently, a lovely woman called during the break, didn't want to talk live, which is fine. We have no problem. We'll answer her question. Mike, tell us about our caller during our last break, please.
Oh, thank you, Dr.
Mitch. We'll discuss her issue.
We had a very nice lady call in. She's 77 years old, out of the San Diego area, and she was concerned about something we talked about last week, and would like a little breakdown of what sort of supplements one can take, a female 77 years old, to prevent hair loss.
Got it. So that's a great question, and it is a very big concern to women. And since we are talking about women's issues, it actually fits in perfectly. Thank you, by the way, for calling in. We really appreciate it. And again, if you wish to remain anonymous, we have no problem with that. So One of the, some of the reasons that hair loss occurs, obviously we lose about 100 hairs a day. As we get older, we still have less hair, but you should be able to maintain your hair pretty much your whole life. There's a couple things to consider. And she asked about supplementation. Is that what she wants to know, the supplements that may help the best for her?
Yes, doctor.
All right. So if you go to the IM Consult, consult.us, there is a product there that we call, are we calling it hormonal health now? Or do you have
hormone health?
It's called hormone health. And you might want to try taking one or two twice a day. You could start off with one twice a day if it's okay with your doctor. That's going to help stop any testosterone that you may have from converting to a problem child called DHT. Now, that would be a lesser issue in a woman that's 77, but at least I would start to block that. In addition, it's called Hormone, H-O-R-M-O-N-E, Health, H-E-A-L-T-H. The next thing I would do is I would go to your friendly health food store because they will have this and get something called quercetin. That's Q-U-E-R-C-I-T-I-N. I'll spell it again for you. It's Q-U-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin. And they come 500, 250, 500. Get the largest dose you can find, like 500. And I would start by taking at least two of them twice a day. Now, that has a different mechanism of working that will help to stop the hair loss. And one of the tricks that you can do that I did discuss last week and don't mind repeating is you can take a capsule, one capsule of 500, and open it and put it in a little glass or something. Put a few drops of water just to make it into a paste, sort of, so it dissolves. You may need, you know, 10, 20 drops of water. And then add your favorite oil. Now, when I say your favorite oil, you can use castor oil, which is quite thick. You can use almond oil, for example. Coconut oil, if it's liquid, you could use that too. And mix it in and make like a nice little concoction. And rub that in your scalp. Just take it and rub it in your scalp and leave it in for 1 hour. If you rub it in, leave it in for 1 hour, and then you can wash your hair with an organic shampoo. And do this for 30 days. You'll pretty much find that your hair loss most of the time between that and the hormone health will stop. And don't forget, the head needs a lot of blood, too. It's far from the heart, like the feet. So you need to do some exercises, if it's okay with your doctor, that would get blood into your head. It may be something, if you're not into yoga or doing these type of exercises, it may be something simply as just laying over your bed, hang your head down, and let the blood supply come into your head. I hope that helps you. If it doesn't, call Mike back. We're glad to entertain your question over again. Is there anything, Irina, that you can add to that for her?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that she doesn't have hormone issues or lots of inflammation, things that can be checked by blood work. Maybe ask your primary care doctor to run thyroid tests and inflammatory markers and general hormone yeah, levels as well.
Yeah, at age 77, your hormones are probably on the low side. We didn't get a chance to ask you. I'm going to make the assumption that you're not on hormone replacement therapy. Now, I'll give you the distinction if you're listening. One, if you are taking hormones, you're probably taking them in a poor balance. They need to be readdressed. If you are not taking them, you probably need them. I hope that helps. Thank you so much for calling. This is Dr. Mitch. You can call back any question you have, even though today our topic, women's health, we can divert to answer any question you have. It's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Or text us to 561-789-1588. We were discussing prior to our last station break the vaginal problems and the fact that, you know, a lot of these things can create problems. The biggest one that we're scared of in a vaginal infection is HPV. We're finding that button being one of the number one causes of head and neck cancer now. And you're saying, how can vaginal HPV, for those of you are listening, it is because of oral sex. And the HPV easily gets into the mouth, and the young the young, meaning the millennials, et cetera, are finding a marked increase in rise in statistics in the head and neck cancers. Dentists are now making sure they look carefully for it, especially in that population. It is a deadly, often fatal cancer, so you have to be careful of it. Well, the secret of HPV is the use of
something called Argentin 23, which is silver product.
Yeah, it's a nanoparticularized silver. It's extremely safe, and boy, oh boy, does it do a good job. Grab a pencil and a paper. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk. We'll go right to it, unless, of course, we have a caller. We'll go right to, and we'll definitely give you the formula that we use and how great it works. And if you have a pencil, paper, I'll tell you how you even can get it as well. Give us a call, please, at 855-DR-MITCH. Don't be afraid, at 855-376-4824. Or text us to 561-789-1588. If you want to call Mike and just give him a message, we'll do that. CRN 1 Talk Radio, AM 1170, The Answer, 96.1 FM. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com. Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com. Or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature. Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com. Would you like a second opinion regarding your health? Would you like to know if there's a natural way to deal with your health problems? Are you not feeling well, but your doctor doesn't give you an explanation? Is there another way to diagnose disease than invasive and expensive tests? Go to integrativemedconsult.us and send us your questions. We'll answer it on the show. That's integrativemedconsult.us, integrative, med, M-E-D, consult, consult.us.
But are we live? If we are, we are back. Dr. Mitch here. All right. Our number, you know, at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Talking about female problems, our caller, this lovely 77-year-old woman, called back and said, what about L-carnosine? Not L-carnitine. There is a difference. That's C-A-R-N-O-S-I-N-E. L-carnosine is an amazing amino acid combination of two amino acids that do the following. What it does is it stops what's called AGE, A-G-E, or an acronym, or not an acronym, an acronym rather, for advanced glycation end products. This is the product that's caused from too much sugar or diabetics that choke the white blood cell, red blood cell, basically the protein, and causes the proteins to become basically ineffective. It's like caramelization, like when you heat a sugar. And what L-carnosine does, it's one of the, I mean, the best product. We actually have a large dose of it in our blood sugar support, Irene, and we put that there because it is amazing for helping to prevent these advanced glycation end products. It is a very severe antioxidant blocker or a oxidant blocker, and people that get advanced glycation end products are literally heading towards the light, so to speak. So L-carnosine is one of those products that stop it. So again, if you have any blood sugar issues or if you have borderline diabetes, it's a wonderful product. And by the way, just out of an aside, it's been found in some studies in using it in youth and young people. They actually, their brain does much better. Their IQ goes up. Just an aside as well. Thank you again for calling back. And thank you, of course, for listening to the Dr. Mitch Show. We have another caller, Mike. That's Mary from Florida. Let's pot her up and talk to her. Mary, good morning. You're up early.
Always, Dr. Mitch, always.
I can't believe how early you're up this morning. That's great. So you remember to set your clock forward. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, heavens, yes. There's not much I forget right at this stage of my life. I'm pretty much on top of everything. Thank God. Thank God for you. And Irene.
Yeah. Thank God is right. There's nothing more important, is it, Mary, than your health? Your both mental and physical health. What could be really more important than those two issues, right? Freedom,
of course.
Right.
If you don't have those two things, God, mental, physical, you're SOL.
All right, I like that. I will not translate that acronym, but that's cool.
No, no.
I think everybody knows what that is. All right, so talk to me. Did you have a question? You're up so early, I can answer anything you like because you're so sweet to give us a call. What's going on?
Well, here's my issue. Wednesday morning, going to bed fine. I woke up Thursday morning. I had breast pain. My right breast started in the nipple. I got up, got myself ready for work. Through the day, I developed the chills. I had to wear a sweater. I was freezing all day long, and I had a fever, obviously. So I got home Thursday night, 6 o'clock. I took 5 Aleve, laid down. Before I went to bed, I took 5 more Aleve. Had a good sleep, felt better Friday, but the breast pain itself had kind of radiated into my, I don't know if it's the lymph node, the armpit, but it was tender to the touch. Yesterday I got up, went to the pool, still painful. But now today, I have no fever, but today the nipple is feeling better. Overall, it's still a little sore, but it's better. How does it develop overnight? Like, there's no scratches on it. I have 2 cats. They didn't attack me. They didn't bite me. They didn't scratch me. I don't understand.
All right. So, first of all, people listening are probably thinking, oh, my gosh, it could be something terrible. And, yes, of course, it always can, but it's rare. You know, the breast cancers very rarely come with pain of this nature. So you're not typically describing that. What you're describing is most likely something called mastitis. Mastitis is an inflammation and infection of the breast. We see it a lot in women, you know, that are breastfeeding and et cetera. But, you know, any little scratch, and it could be just as simple as you're having an itch and you scratched it, or the cat walking across your chest, and you know how they like to, you know, dig in, and it's a loving thing they do. She or he or whatever cat you have could have done that to your breast, and that could have just taken in with it a little bit of bacteria. And the reason it comes suddenly is because it festered underneath the skin for a while, and then it gets that feeling and gets also, and it can go, of course, the armpit is the lymph nodes that drain the breast. And if you had a fever and the area was warm and the area was hot, most likely this was representative of an infection in the breast and still may be there. Mary, if you can, I want you to hang on because we're going to go to a break. I want to finish this conversation with you because it's important. I want to tell you what you need to do. So if you stand by, sure, we'll come right back to the end. What I would suggest you need to do, we're talking about female issues, so this is a very important question. So we'll come back and talk about it. You want to ask a question like Mary and our wonderful woman from San Diego area did before, just call us at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DRMITCH or 855-376-4824. And of course, you can always text the 561-789-1588. CR1 Talk Radio, AM 1170 The Answer, and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back with lots more. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina.
Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's word of the green time. Now we might not know how many quarts make a gallon, but that's not the case when it comes to pints. Ah, here's to you, and here's to me. May we never disagree, and if we do, the heck with you, and here's to me. There's no better place to celebrate St. Patty's than at Columbo's. After all, it was Aldo Colombo who discovered Ireland years ago on his way to Eagle Rock. Jazz every night, great Italian specialties, the world's greatest meatballs that'll have you singing Tura Nura Nura, the freshest fish and yummy steaks, great service and all so affordable. Happy St. Patty's at Good Times Central, Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, Faith and Begora.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
Yeah, we're back. Dr. Mitch here with Irina. Mary, we were finishing up with, if you could pot her up again, I would like to speak to her again. Mary, I'm glad you're back. The problem with having a sudden onset of breast pain with chills and so forth really suggests there is an infection there. Hot compresses would be in, and if you notice any heat or discoloration of the breast or anything like that, you probably would require an antibiotic to take care of it. And I think you should have someone perhaps take a look at it tomorrow. It would make sense just to make sure that, you know, this infection isn't deep-seated. You know, you're taking lots of Advil, and that will has antipyretic activity, meaning the Advil can drop temperature. So even though the temperature is down, doesn't mean the infection is gone. Remember, when you remove infection, you remove our capability of the immune system to react appropriately to infection, and we don't want this to become deep-seated. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
So let's get it looked at tomorrow. Hot compresses today. Any question, if it gets any worse today, then, of course, right to the ER, to a walk-in center so they can put you, or you can give us a call, and then we'll get you an antibiotic. But you do need to keep an eye on that, okay? And that's it.
I don't think I can swim, though, right?
Oh, you could swim. Yeah, if you want to do your swimming today, there's no problem. But I just want to make sure that that infection, that the infection's under the skin and has gone into the lymph node, that you want to make sure. I mean, are you still taking the Advil, or did you stop taking it?
No, I only did it for Thursday night and a dose Friday night, and that was it.
Okay. And
so it looks like it's getting better, right?
Definitely. It's feeling much better. It's not as inflamed or sore.
All right. As long as it's getting better, that's a good sign. Again, at least lots of vitamin C would be helpful, you know, to help your immune system fight back a little extra than normal. Hot compresses, and go have a nice swim. But thank you so much for always listening to the show. We love having you.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You too. God bless you. Dr. Mitch here talking about women's issues today, as you see, and we obviously didn't get to that many in the small time zone. We do need to give them the formula for the Argentin 23, which really works wonderful for any bacterial vaginosis, which is a bacteria unknown which kind it is, or for even known bacteria. It works very nicely, even for yeast infections. What I ask folks to do is usually take a 16-ounce bottle of Argentin 23, and take a syringe, not with a needle, of course, just a plain syringe. Draw up 15 to 20 cc's. And the women, I ask them to lay down, put their legs on a pillow, and insert vaginally 20 cc's of the fluid, the Argentin 23. Lay there for about 10 minutes, and they can get up. If it runs out, it's okay. They can just use a towel and wipe it off. If they do that four times a day for about 4 days, and then twice a day for 4 days, and then once a day for 4 days, pretty much this alleviates almost every one of the conditions that are related to infection vaginally. Really does a remarkable job. I usually tell them to get two bottles of the 16 ounces of Argentin 23 and 1 month later to repeat it. So typically viruses like HPV, bacteria like Gardnerella and any of the others, even a lot of the STDs that are vaginal only will definitely succumb to this program that I just talked to. Hey, Irina, we need to tell everyone to tell their friends and to come see us and listen to the show. We're live Sundays from 6 to 7, that's Pacific. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 Pacific, 1 to 2 Eastern. And we want to help you to be the best you, to be look good, feel good, and have great sex. And you can just text us to imconsult, imconsult.us. Irina, as always, thank you so much for being my co-host, my lovely wife, and the best heart nurse practitioner.
Thank you. Have a good day, everyone.
And for the people that make the show the best is you, the people that listen. God bless you. And Mom, I love you. We'll be back soon. I am Dr. Mitch. See you soon.
Which is most important.